My bad, y'all. The Griffin Report starts right now.
2-1, boom. Hotep Jesus.
Of all the Jesuses I know, he's the Hotepiest. Social scientist and YouTube host, Hotep Jesus.
How the fuck do you get a name like Hotep Jesus?
The one and only Hotep Jesus.
Ryan Sharp, better known to the world as Hotep Jesus.
Hotep Jesus. Hotep Jesus. Hotep Jesus.
Hotep, you're a genius. HotepJesus.com.
Somebody said, what do you think you are, some kind of Hotep Jesus?
Ooh, yeah, that's good.
Just like, ooh, that's sexy. Yes, I do think I'm Hotep Jesus.
Good afternoon, good evening, good morning, and good night, depending on where you are in the world. And welcome to the Griff Report, live Monday through Friday, 2 p.m. I'm your host, the Griff God.
Hotep Jesus? Hotep Jesus? Hotep Jesus?
Hotep, you're a genius. HotepJesus.com.
Oh, this is a real Hotep, brother.
Hotep to the chat. Hotep to the Hotep of Stannies.
Hotep.
What's happening, y'all? Cannon, y'all, I'm going to have to call you in a little bit. I want to get your feedback. I like boots on the ground with my information. Anybody's not familiar, Cannon did a wonderful stream this morning on the Baltimore incident. If you have not watched it, he was there. He got a nice shot, a couple of nice shots of, well, I won't say nice, but he got a good view of the bridge after the collapse this morning. And he had a great stream, very informative. So I'm going to call up and I'm going to ask him some questions in regard to his mayor or the mayor of Baltimore. And get some more details, some boots on the ground, and not these online grifters who keep feeding us fake news and speculations and just information of grift. Oh, this fits the current narrative, so this is what I'm going to roll with. You know, that type of thing. Shout out to Dre Brown, Haram Life. See y'all. Sauce the Prophet, what up, man? Protocol, Lauren, I see y'all. Protocol, Mike, Taylor, we all had a meeting this morning about the grifties. So the team's in gear to put together the next show for next year. So that's going to be dope. Can't wait to see that. Some of you may have seen it. Some of you may have not. I'll play it again later. But we have the new trailer for the Grifties. I'll be sharing that on social media platforms in a little bit, probably after the show or something like that. But you guys got to first look at that. Give you a little bit of glimpse, a little teaser as to how the show went. The show was absolutely amazing. Shout out to Goldstein. I see Goldstein in the chat. What up, Goldstein? Strong Dad in the chat, Jabari. You got the Titans of Hotep in the chat.
Hotep.
I'm not sure how much time we'll spend today on the Baltimore situation, but I'd like to start off with some of the shittiest takes and then allow the show to unravel from there. So I'm going to proceed and ride on over to the Griffback. Shout out to Hotep Boule. Hotep, everyone.
Hotep.
Hotep Boule, appreciate you on the super.
Oh, this is a real Hotep, brother.
Trish, what up, Trish? Trish, another Titan. What up, Jeff? All right, let's go to the share screen. Let's pull this up. Go there. Drop that off right there. Put that back. All right. We're going to have to fix some screens. No problem. Not a worry. So, as you guys all know, a bridge collapsed in Baltimore. And if you didn't see it live, if you were not a part of it, you probably can't speak to it. If you don't work for the Coast Guard, like you don't know what the fuck you're talking about. You're just basically going to say whatever your grift is. If your current grift is DEI, DEI took down the bridge. If your current grift is Ukraine, then it's Ukraine. If your current grift is the Jews are running the world, then the Jews did it. I've seen the most bogus takes all over. And all I wanted was some real information. So, we're going to take a look here and see what's real, what's not. Let's start right here. So Uncle Hotep made a great observation this morning, and he said, has DEI been blamed yet? You know, people couldn't wait. So let's type in Baltimore Bridge DEI. See what pops up here. Jeff Charles. So they have, have they started blaming the Baltimore Bridge collapse DEI yet? And here we go. Bubble Bath Girl. Shouldn't they pay for the bridge, or do they get a pass because of their DEI policy? I knew the first reaction from some. This is Pastor Scott. Pastor Scott says, I knew that the first reaction some people on the right would have as soon as they heard news from the collapsed bridge in Baltimore was to speculate the captain was a DEI black hire. Nigga, you know niggas ain't running no boats. Ain't no black man, no captain, and no boat. It's probably like two black captains on this planet. Black captains on this planet. Captain Planet. I'm sorry. Republicans have already blamed the Baltimore Bridge collapse on COVID vaccines, DEI, asylum seekers, Biden's infrastructure law. That's what I'm saying. Y'all be giving the left ammo, yo. Like, shut the fuck up. That sound crazy. Here we go. One look at mayors, governor, and Baltimore's mayor, and you see immediately why racists random blame DEI for the bridge being hit by a boat. Racism is a sickness and cancer to the psyche. Yeah. Yeah. DEI crew, all Indian crew on container ship that collided with Baltimore Bridge. The entire 22-member crew of the cargo ship that collided with a major bridge in Baltimore early Tuesday, causing it to snap and plunge into the river below, are Indian. That's conflicting with some other stuff. We're going to get to the mayor. Well, actually, we might as well talk about it now since it's on the screen. PPC for Liberty. This is definitely a grifty account. Let's play the tape.
Everyone, this is an unthinkable tragedy. We have to first and foremost pray for all of those who are impacted, those families. Pray for our first responders and thank them, all of them working together, city, state, local, to make sure that we... everyone, this is an unthinkable...
So, PPC for Liberty says, this is Baltimore's DEI mayor commenting on the collapsed Francis Scott Key. DEI mayor? Yes, a boat from Singapore hit a bridge in Baltimore because a black mayor was voted through DEI quotas. They solved it. That's good sarcasm. This is Baltimore's DEI mayor. So here's another account. This is Baltimore's DEI mayor commenting on the collapsed Francis Scott Key Bridge. It's going to get so much worse. Prepare accordingly. Oh my god, hold on, let me see what's in the bag, because I know I got more shitty takes in here than that. Now I don't know how accurate this one is. People are pulling screenshots of who they think the captains are. Like I said, I like to wait and see what the truth is. I'm not going to be digging around trying to find out the race of the captain or, you know, some agenda. Real Nico House says the captain of the container ship that crashed in Baltimore is reportedly a Ukrainian who only seems to have recently become available to pilot ships as captain as recently as January 2024. So now people are saying it's a Ukrainian. Take this with a grain of salt. We don't know if this is really the guy on the ship. He may or may not be. I have not looked into it because I don't give a fuck. Jehudi says, Jehudi speaks. He says, a bridge named in honor of the man who wrote the Star Spangled Banner, the nation's national anthem, is hit by a container cargo ship and collapses. Seems very symbolic. We shall see.
Oh, this is a real hotel, brother.
Yep. That's a solid take. Here's Amuse. Amuse, I had some hope for this account once upon a time. Now it's just turned into... I think what happens is these accounts go really fast, right? And they Amuse was maybe news aggregator account. And I think what happens is the ops go in and buy the account and then take it over. That's what it feels like. Anyway, I don't remember Amuse being a grifting shill, but they have in the past recent months. But maybe I'm wrong and just haven't been paying attention. He says equity. Baltimore's Democrat mayor is right out of central casting for a sitcom mayor. I don't know what to think because I don't know their mayor.
Those families pray for our first responders and thank them, all of them working together, city, state, local, to make sure that we, everyone, this is.
What is the complaint? I don't get it. Equity. Central casting, sitcom mayor. What makes it that? Real Petey said, hold on, wait, before we get into the bridge tragedy, this is the Baltimore mayor, ? You have to be joking. Same video. And it's just like, wait, so what is the problem? Maria. All right, so here we've got a take from Fox. Let's pull the Fox take up. Let's put this on the screen and see what Fox. They're saying that Fox is blaming this on the open border. Let's see. Let's see if this is accurate.
Sure is. Let me also get your take on what's going on in terms of world affairs. The White House has issued a statement on this saying that there's no indication of a nefarious intent in the collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge. The ship involved in the collapse of the bridge is 948 feet long, called the Dolly, a Singaporean flagged container. But of course, you've been talking a lot about the potential for wrongdoing or potential for foul play given the wide open border. That is why you have been so adamant. Why have the Republicans had such a hard time securing this border? The president says he's not going to take his executive action. You know that.
Wait, what?
Potential called the Dolly, a Singaporean flagged container. But of course, you've been talking a lot about the potential for wrongdoing or potential for foul play given the wide open border. That is why you have been so adamant. Why have the Republicans had such a hard time securing this border? The president says he's not going to take his executive action. You know that.
Well, we all have to stand together. We all have to say that it takes 60 votes to pass anything in the Senate. And so Republicans have to stand together and say, look, we're not going to do anything else unless we secure the border.
There is. Let me also.
How do. Yo, this is how they treat their audience. Because they know their audience is dumb. They know the reactionary right is fucking dumb. Fucking dumb. Thank you, Trish. Trish has sent me a video. Yeah, I saw this video. The boat where the power goes out, comes back on, recovery and all that. Yeah, I saw that. This is... Let's call Cannon. Let me call Cannon and get to the bottom of what's going on in Baltimore and why is the mayor a DEI pick and equity? And what did he do wrong? Has he been a bad mayor? And is there a... I'm so confused. I. The chat is saying it's because he's black. That's what the chat is telling me. Cannon, which number? Got two numbers here, store. Okay. All right. Let me call Cannon now. Hold on. Ah. All right, here we go.
Yo.
Cannon, what up, yo?
What's up, bro?
No problem. Thank you for taking my call, helping us out during this show.
Ain't no biggie.
Yo, who the fuck would call me while I'm on the phone?
That's me, yo.
Oh.
I thought you was looking for the number, so I was trying to help you.
Oh, okay. All right. So I'm seeing a lot of complaints online. They're saying, you know, the Baltimore mayor is a DEI pick, and you know, what are they talking about?
Brandon Scott, he a young boy. He my age, yo. He's 39, yo. He one of them young activist mayors. You know what I mean? I wouldn't say he a DEI pick. The people picked him. They picked him because he's young, he's black, he's from Baltimore, and you know what I mean, he got an afro. That's why they got him.
Okay.
You know what I mean? But he, I ain't gonna call him dumb, but he got them left leaning, you know, I went to a bougie school politics. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, I would expect that.
Yeah, you know, it's to be expected. But DEI pick, he need to be voted out. But when it comes to this, his press conference wasn't nothing to be upset about. You know what I mean? You know, I don't think it was anything to be upset about. Granted, you know, the bridge isn't even his responsibility. You know, that bridge is the state of Maryland. You know, if anything, you want to look at Wes Moore. But he just got in the office too.
Mm.
You know what I mean? That's the governor. But the bridge, man, the bridge was built in 1977. The crazy part is that it just, I guess, celebrated its 47th year,
mm-hmm.
like 3 days ago,
mm-hmm.
and then this happened. I thought that was weird. And that bridge saw like a ton of bricks, yo. I was like, it can't take a hit.
Mm. It felt like it was made out of paper.
It was made out of popsicle sticks. And I'm just sitting there like, because like, at first I was saying it was a suspension bridge, but it's not a suspension bridge. It's an arch truss. But it's a continuous arch truss, which still should have been able to take some kind of a hit. But it didn't. It just collapsed. It hit. So the boat hit like one of the main trusses. It hit the main truss head on.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what took the boat. That's what took the bridge out.
Mm.
Now, the thing that get me is that those boats either A, have a tugboat guiding it out, or B, have a pilot that comes and jumps on the ship and takes over the ship to get it out into the sea,
mm-hmm.
and get it out of Maryland's port.
Right.
Now, these pilots that be on the boat, they, you know, they highly qualified, you know, quote-unquote pilots. They do this on the daily. They know the harbor inside and out. It shouldn't be a problem. Now, what I've heard is that this ship lost power twice on the way out.
Yeah, I saw that video, yeah.
Yeah, it lost power on the way out. It sent a Mayday call, but I guess the Mayday call was too late because it was so close to the bridge and the truss that wasn't nothing getting out there in time.
Mm-hmm.
It was just going to collide.
Right.
Now you got some people saying it's a cyber attack. Could it be a cyber attack? I don't know. It could just be a faulty wiring on the ship. Is it a cyber attack? I don't know. Maybe, maybe not. I don't see why the cyber attack would happen at Baltimore's port and not, let's just say, somewhere in New York. You know what I mean? Or in Miami. Or
yeah.
In Florida. Or
they pick
or
Baltimore of all places.
Yeah, you pick Baltimore of all places. Right? And I'm like, and if you were really going to do something, you would have did it entering the port. The boat was leaving.
Right.
If you're going to cause damage, you're going to do it at the port.
At the port, correct.
You know what I mean? At the port, not leaving out. So that kind of tells me that I think that this could have been some kind of mishap or some kind of accident. Was it on the pilot's behalf? I don't know if they lost power and they lose control of the ship because, let's face it, a lot of these electronics, a lot of these navigation systems and these steering components on these massive ships like this are all electronic.
Mm-hmm.
There's no mechanical, nothing about it. It ain't like he could turn a wheel and steer it out of the way,
right.
You know, per se. You know, all that stuff is under certain, you know, computers and stuff like that.
Mm.
So there's probably nothing they could do. And I feel bad for them pilots, man, you know, because they said 8 people still missing.
Yeah.
One dude, I know he, like we were saying earlier, one dude had to with the church right after that because he walked away unscathed.
Hmm. How important is this bridge to this area, or as far as, you know, traveling and stuff like that?
So,
and logistics, right? Like people having to use, you know, use the bridge to transport containers and, you know, shipping.
So as far as like commuting, 695 is an intrastate. So it's inside the state. Like it don't leave. It's just a big circle inside of like the Baltimore metropolitan area, right?
Okay.
So as far like there's, you can still get to the other side of the interstate.
Mm-hmm.
Go to Baltimore metropolitan area. You just got to go the long way now. Instead of going across the bridge that'll give you a shortcut to the port,
mm-hmm.
you got to go through the tunnel.
Mm-hmm.
Now the problem with going through the tunnel is let's just say you got like tankers can't go through the tunnel, right?
Right.
So you can't have nothing but natural gas or fossils. You can't have none of that going through the tunnel because you're underwater.
Right.
If something happened to explode, the whole tunnel going to flood. So
right.
you can't go through there. So what you have to do now is you have to go the long way around 695, which is going to cause massive traffic backup. Because you should see I was telling people, like, the view that you got from me is because I do IT on the port.
Mm.
I do IT at the Marine Terminal. So that's why I got that view. But traffic is going to be crazy. The commute is going to be nuts. People have to account for that now because they said, I think on average 35,000 people go across the Bay Bridge every day. I mean, the Key Bridge every day.
Mm.
So they, now you take that extra 35,000 people that go across that bridge every day. And now they got a detour either through the tunnel or around 695. That's going to be crazy.
Yeah.
Now, as far as the port's concerned, the port shut down, bro.
The port shut down. Well, I would expect
that. It's the only way in and out for the ships.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So until they get all of that debris and everything dredged out and moved, no ships coming in and out of the port. So the port right now is at a standstill. And a lot of them longshoremen are going to get sent home because of that. You're going to see a lot of them crane arms up because they can't. There's no ships. Right now, the only ship that I saw today was the one that I kind of showed earlier. That's
mm-hmm.
it. That's the only ship that I've seen down there today. Nothing else can get in, and nothing can get out. The only thing that can get in and out right now is tractor trailers. And most of the tractor trailers that's coming in there are picking up from the ships that are dropping off.
Mm.
So now what's got to happen is they got to detour all of those ships. It looked like they're sending them to Virginia, to like Newport.
Mm-hmm.
And then from there, they got to figure out the logistics on how to get whatever needs to come to Baltimore's port to Baltimore. So it's going to be a massive strain on goods and services.
So I got the list of mayors of Baltimore here on my screen, and you know they said it was equity, and I'm looking, and I'm like, it looked like Baltimore had, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Five of the current to previous mayors in a row are black. This goes back to 2010.
Kirk Smoke. Oh, 2010.
We got Sheila Dixon, Stephanie Rollins mm-hmm. Blake, Catherine
yeah.
Pugh, Jack Young,
yeah.
and Brandon Scott.
Yeah. Now, Jack Young was an interim because Catherine Pugh got, Jack Young is an interim because Stephanie Rollins Blake just said F it after the Freddie Gray rise and she just gave up. Catherine Pugh got locked up for this scheme that she did. She was doing like some money laundering or something with some book that she had called Healthy Holly.
Mm.
Sheila Dixon got ousted as the mayor because of some crazy stuff that she pulled as far as money laundering and supposedly. And then I think before that, I forgot who the mayor was. I think it was Sheila Dixon. I think Martin O'Malley. Jack Young, yeah, like I said, he was interim. And then
Kirk
Schnoke
might have
been the only legit. Martin O'Malley, yeah, that's the white man that was there. He was doing shady stuff, too.
Mm.
You know, he allegedly may or may not, his wife may or may not try to run a black chick off the road that may or may not have been pregnant with Mayor O'Malley's baby.
Oh,
we're not going to go there, though. Yeah, we're not going to go there.
Damn.
Former news anchor in Baltimore, allegedly, we'll say.
Mm.
The only one that we had, I think the only one that I remember, you know, in my memory as being in Baltimore, being younger, is Mayor Kirk Schmoke. He the one that introduced, you know, He was trying to introduce, like, what they said on the wire, Amsterdam. You know what I mean? I think he's still teaching at Howard right now. But our mayors, you know, they all been in trouble. They all been went down for some craziness, you know what I mean?
So how's this new mayor doing? What's his performance like? He's been in there since 2020, so we got 4 years of seeing. How's he been doing?
He ain't been doing the best, man. A lot of people sat with him, like, as far as his hands-on approach to the crime that's happening in Baltimore, where he's kind of trying to circumvent the police chief and the commissioner and stuff like that, where he want to, you know, have this turnstile policing where, you know, people, they commit crimes and then they out the next day. You know, he wanted to have state employees or city employees, not police, city workers going out here risking their lives in the street to tell these youth to go home for a curfew and getting these people hurt.
Oh, that was him.
You know, that was him. Mm. You know what I mean? Like, he, like I said, he's one of these, like, these black activist mayors that don't, he's a millennial. He's my age. And, you know, he wanted to, like, we need to give them needs. We need to give them grace. And I was like, yeah, I understand that. But, you know, if you out here and you robbing, you know, you out here mugging people and shooting, you know, a curfew ain't the answer. You know what I mean? They need to be, you know, you got to prosecute that. Like, I think he wanted the curfew because it was like 200 or 300 kids down Baltimore City. All of us fighting, and then a kid shot two people in front of the police.
Yeah.
And then ran, and that was what we had. We're just going to put curfews in. And the curfews didn't work because the people, you had the city employees.
Curfews,
like, yeah, I ain't
going
out there.
Nobody, like, who's going to fucking enforce that? Oh, you're supposed to be home. Nigga, I'ma just run when they come around.
Right, and then the thing is, they wasn't even running because it wasn't the police enforcing the curfews. He had, like, the secretary at the water company out there trying to talk about go home. They was throwing rocks at them people. It was, man, they was like, man, forget this. Like, he looking at stuff on paper, trying to make it seem like, oh, I care. It's like, you can care and still, like, enforce the law. Like, right now, Baltimore City don't have no tourists. We don't have no tourist attractions no more.
No.
Like, you really want to focus on Baltimore, bring Harbor Police back, bro. But you can't bring Harbor Police back until you get rid of the crime. And if you're going
to
get rid of the crime, you got to... Man, after, like, there's no stores anymore. Mm. At one point, right before COVID hit, people just stopped coming because there was a lot of, like, getting robbed. People would be going into the parking garage just getting robbed by the kids.
Mm.
So people stopped really coming down. If it wasn't like an Orioles game or a Ravens game, you ain't really see a whole lot of people down there.
Mm-hmm.
On top of that, they wasn't investing in it. So you had this really nice mall called The Gallery, right across the street from Harbor Place. Beautiful mall. Still beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Shut down. Doors are shuttered.
Mm.
Then, you know, COVID come around. Boom. Harbor Place. You had all these stores gone. It might be 3 stores left in Harbor Place. Beautiful place. You know, God, it's so much potential down there for you to put really nice shops and really nice eateries and bring that money back to Baltimore like you see National Harbor in D.C. do.
Mm-hmm.
But they ain't doing it because the crime here. You can't polish a turd, yo. You can't polish a turd. You can't bring all that nice stuff into Baltimore and then you take this nice guy approach on crime. Who gonna want to come here?
I remember going to some bar, and like the bar that, like, you could actually sit in the water and they got partying and DJing. Is that Baltimore or is that the D.C. Harbor?
That might be D.C. I don't think we ever had that down here.
Okay.
Yeah, but National Harbor be jumping, yo. Yeah, National Harbor be jumping. You got the eateries. They got the little things to do down there. They got the hotels. Baltimore got the same thing.
Yeah.
It's just that they let it go. They let it go by the wayside. They let it go by the wayside.
So what we're dealing with here is, you know, a slew of Democrats handling things the way Democrats do, which is basically make sure the problem persists so we can keep electing Democratic mayors. What do you think the solution is to clean up the streets of Baltimore?
Well, there was a police commissioner here, like back in the early 2000s, name was Ed Norris, came from New York. Ed Norris came down here and he brought his style of policing down to Baltimore, started cleaning stuff up real quick, real quick. You know, he wasn't like knocking heads, but it was stringent policies. It was like, this is what we're going to do. It's zero tolerance. And he went out here and he enforced that. But not only did he enforce that, the governor at the time and the mayor at the time allowed him to enforce it. So you had Mayor O'Malley at the time, and you had Governor Ehrlich. So Governor Ehrlich was a Republican governor, and he was probably one of the best governors Baltimore had, period, full, I mean, Maryland had, period, full stop. Balanced the budget, had a surplus and all this other stuff, and he didn't tie the hands of the state police. Mayor O'Malley at the time, because I guess he wanted to become the governor, which he did become the governor, had the same approach on crime. Zero tolerance. We're going to bust your head. We're going to hit you over the head. Project Exile, you get caught with a gun that you ain't supposed to have. You're getting 5 years off of it, and they enforced that. And it put a lot of hold to the violent crime. On top of that, they started to really invest in the PAL programs. You remember PAL programs, the Police Athletic League?
Yeah.
So we had the Police Athletic Leagues for the kids. We had recreation centers, pools, and stuff like that. It kept a lot of kids out of trouble.
Right.
A lot of kids went to the PAL center instead of being out here in the street acting a fool. They started getting rid of it. So when Sheila Dixon came in and O'Malley became the governor and Ehrlich was out, they started tying the hands of the police commissioners and they started defunding all of these programs that was keeping kids out of trouble. They started defunding these programs. Next thing you know, these kids out here running rampant. Fast forward to, you know, after Freddie Gray, they started getting really lax on policing because the police, they weren't trying to, he's like, yo, y'all not backing us? Then no, we're going to chill. So, and I remember Ed Norris saying it one time because he had a radio show at a point. He said, yo, it's just as easy for the first police officer that's always on the scene to be the last cop on the scene.
Yeah.
And now you're seeing that. A lot of these cops that want to go out here and do their jobs and get there and help people, they're like, man, I'll take my time. Y'all not about to railroad me. You're not going to crucify me.
Right.
You know, so in order to fix Maryland, you got to enforce the rules. You got to enforce the laws that you have on the books when it comes to violent crime and theft and all of that other stuff. You got to enforce that.
Yeah.
If you don't enforce that, all you're doing is just selling wolf tickets, and these kids know that, and they're going to keep doing what they're doing. You know, you start cracking down on them, start busting some heads, you start giving them some serious time for some stuff that they're doing, they start to see that, oh, man, they ain't joking around here. That's how you fix it. And that's how you fix it in any, you know, city.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's how you fix it in any city. On top of that, another thing you do is you you bring in these, what are they called? You bring in, like, the skill centers. Like, we used to have, like, a Westside skill center where you can go get certified Microsoft. You can learn a trade. Bring back vocational schools and high schools. I don't even know if we even have a vocational school here anymore.
You ain't got no vocational
school? I don't think so. I don't know if we do anymore. Honestly,
yeah.
I used to have a bunch of them when I was in high school.
They used to be big.
But
yeah.
I don't know if we have them anymore. So, like, if you're taking that stuff, because a lot of these kids ain't geared for college and stuff like that, but it might be a kid that can take apart an engine block.
Yeah,
it might be a kid that might be good at framing out a room. It might be a kid that's good at HVAC and stuff like that. You start bringing, you know, you want to stop the socioeconomic theft, and you start bringing back these centers and these vocationals and these trades where these kids can go and learn this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And they can go make a couple of dollars. Simple as that. But until they do that, it's going to be what it is. And Baltimore ain't changed in a very long time. It's the same politics. It's the same type of people running the city. Even from Nancy Pelosi father was the mayor back in like the 70s or the 60s when he was the mayor here. You know what I mean? It's the same politics.
Mm.
And you see that across the United States. You see it in here in Baltimore, you see the same type of mayorship, I guess you would call it, in Chicago. You see it in New York. You see it across the United States in these Democratic strongholds. They all on the same playbook and they losing.
Yeah.
But the thing is, it's all by design in my opinion. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's all by design. That's exactly it. And I feel like this mayor doesn't stand a chance. He's beholden to the Democratic Party. He's been brainwashed. Like you said, he's one of those leftist Negroes, went to one of those leftist schools. He doesn't stand a chance. He probably would be afraid to have a conversation with me. And
he would definitely be afraid to have a conversation with you or anybody. I guarantee he wouldn't talk to you, son. He wouldn't talk to nobody because he's not intellectually
equipped,
astute for a conversation or equipped for a conversation like that.
Yeah.
And the crazy part is, he's going to get reelected.
He's going to get reelected.
He's going to get reelected because the people in the city, they shut up, but then at the same time, they brainwash, like, oh, no, he wanted us.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh, he went to city. Oh, he went to city college, high school. Oh, yeah. He wanted us. And that's how they look at it. It's like, yo, y'all fed up with the way things are being done and the way things are running and the crime. But you still voting the same way because of his skin color and the D behind his name, Lil Diddy.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But that's what it is. He's going to get reelected. You know, you got to pay $0.05 for a bag on grocery bag in the grocery store.
Mm.
It's crazy, yo.
Yeah, they do that shit in Jersey, but, too. Yeah,
everybody across the board, they doing it. Yeah. But as far as that bridge, though, that ain't him. And I wouldn't even say that was Westmore. You know what I mean? They just, when they built that bridge, I would think that the engineers were like, oh, we got to build this bridge to take a hit from a ship. And they did. That thing hit that thing, and that thing just crumpled. It didn't buckle, and people had time to get off of it. That thing fell immediately.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They didn't have any type of, like, guardrails around the trusses to, like, kind of bounce the ship just in case it did kind of get too close.
Right.
Or guide it away. They didn't have nothing in place. And I would think that bridge would have been a little more sturdy since it was built in the 70s. Like, that 70s steel is a lot different. You know, it was a lot more sturdier than today's steel. But I don't know. I mean, it's crazy. It's sad. They said they're looking for 8 people. They started finding cars and trucks in the water already. And like I was saying on my stream earlier, it's not a rescue. It's not a rescue mission. It stopped being a rescue mission a long time ago.
Yes.
This is all a recovery mission, which is sad. You know what I mean? It's all a recovery mission. You know, what do you do, right? What do you do when you're driving along a bridge, and next thing you know, you fall?
Yeah.
And you hit that water, your airbags go off, you discombobulated, you don't know.
If you look at the video here, it's like the moment that the boat hits, you don't see much traffic, luckily. Like, I'm looking and I don't see much traffic at all. Like, you can see the cars whizzing by, and it seems like the bridge is almost empty. Like, if you look here on the video, you guys, everybody can see the cars whizzing and going that way. I can't see cars going the opposite direction. I see them going from east to west, but I don't see them going from west to east. So I'm not exactly sure what that's about. But the moment it
hits, it could be because it was 1:40 in the morning, so traffic
traffic's going to be low. Correct.
Yeah.
Right. Which is another reason why this probably is not a terrorist attack, because why would you do it in a wee hours of the morning?
You do that during rush hour. You do that at 7 a.m., 8 a.m., or 5 p.m. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, man. Let me get back to the show, bro.
All right, bro. Hold up a bill.
Appreciate Cannon providing us some information here. I saw some people talking about explosions, and I slowed the video down. I played it like 100 times just now. You guys seen it, and I'm not seeing these 9/11 style explosions that people are saying they saw. I'm seeing at the point of breakage, like here you can see some fire spark out here, but it doesn't seem like, for example, at this point right here, the bridge is already collapsing and there's no spark. So the sparks come after the bridge snaps. You see it just jumps in right there? That's when you see the spark. So I'm not buying the whole, you know, controlled demolition story. That's not what this looks like. And then I see people speculating and saying things like, oh, the bridge isn't supposed to fall like that. And I think Spotless had a great response. And he was like, yo, no disrespect, but how is the bridge supposed to fall? You know? Now, this came down like a house of cards, but, you know, you hit that pillar, that whatever this is called, that holds the bridge up. You hit that, and I would imagine the rest of the bridge would collapse. Now, you can make an argument and say that thing should have been stronger. Somebody might say, well, it's designed to withstand you know, a certain weight times velocity or something like that, right? Because this is a ship probably carrying cargo, so it might be heavier than, you know, your average ship. I don't know. You know, my initial thoughts are this is just an accident. It's just an accident. It's just, you know, maybe a failure on somebody's part. Maybe somebody didn't order the right parts in time. Maybe the boat was supposed to go into inspection and didn't. And it's DEI's problem. The DEI hire didn't order the right parts or some shit like that. I don't know what the fuck people are saying. But anytime there's tragedy, there is going to be grifting, politicization of said event. And that's pretty disgusting. But yeah, I just want to get the information on the mayor. I pretty much understood that. So they are saying it's an all Indian crew. Okay, hold on. Let's put this on the screen. Somebody just sent me this. And this appears to be official here. Appears to be. I'm not sure. Owners and managers of the Singapore flagship container ship Dali. What does Dali mean in India? Y'all want to get real conspiracy theory? What does it mean? Drawn up of God, drawn towards God. Luxuriously fine or large, splendid, powerful, impressive. These are the definitions they're giving for the term Dali. Report that the vessel collided with one of the pillars. Okay, so it is called a pillar. Whilst under pilotage with two pilots on board at approximately 1:30 local time. Whilst the exact cause of the incident is yet to be determined, U.S. Coast Guard have been, and the local officials notified, and they're saying here that the all-Indian crew is 22 in total. 22, you guys already know. Got to start your speculations right there. If this is true, if this is the real information. Yeah. Some people have blamed the lunar eclipse. I've seen all types of speculation. But it was just weird to me when people were talking about Top Lobster said Hotep is 73. He retarded. Then I put this tweet out. I said, white people who don't know any black people saw the Baltimore mayor and discover that black people look younger than their age. This is where we are with right-wing content. Can you... I don't know if you can say that somebody's not a fit leader because of age. For example, like, Vivek's only 38. This Baltimore mayor's 39. So Vivek's younger than this guy. And I know some people have criticized being... That wasn't the current... but it's really weird when they're like, oh, look at him, he's young. Just like, all right, is that like your criticism? He's young? It's just so small brain. And I just want something to sink my teeth into. Pause. No Diddy. And it's just... Idiots, like, and sensible people too, like, or people I should not have given, like, I've seen libertarians talking about, oh, this is how young he is. What? Clip of boat striking bridge at 8 times speed is truly insane. What do you know? So this is apparently the boat. Let's see. Let's hold on a second. Let's think about it. Because it looks like somebody deliberately slammed it, right? Like, that's what's being insinuated. But let's take a look. Yeah, it looks like he's trying to go. Thank you. It looks like whoever the pilot is, while they had power, because you probably have to turn and go underneath the bridge when you come out of the port. Yeah, it looks like, you know, he had power, right? Like if we look at this, right? So here, power out, power comes back on. Wish he gave us more tape, but power off, power on. How is this? Yeah, I think he might have been trying to come this way in the big spot instead of over here in the middle. And then when the power shut off, he didn't make it. Let me see. Power shut off just that brief moment right there. Power comes on. And it looks like at that last second, power comes on and he tries to correct it. He tries to correct it. Like he's headed right for it, and it right there, it looks like he tried to correct it. Because if it was deliberate, he was going to hit it square on. Like right here, he's going to hit it square on. And at the last second, he turns away. This is insane. Shout out to Strong Dad. Absolutely insane. Let's go back. So, I guess the Ukrainian story is fake news. I guess that's what we're gonna settle on. It's fake news. In other news, we got a couple of other stories I want to just breeze past. I'm gonna go to phone lines. Text Hotep your name at 202-596-5631. Tell us what you think about this Baltimore incident and some of the reactions. And if you can, have a question ready. 50 Cent says Trump's about to win. He says right here, whoever made this is effed up. I think Trump's going to be president again, but I'm not going to say that. So 50 Cent has said that Trump is going to be president. Now, check this out. I want to show you another Hotep's Been Told You moment. People are finally getting hip. Let's play this tape. People are finally getting it. Finally, finally. Somebody must have got the message to them. I'm happy. Listen to this.
We can really stop it. And the bloodbath, really? I'm going to say one word, reparations.
Who ends up paying for it? Let me ask you, just as a community.
I can tell you that. I feel that the Democratic Party should pay reparations to blacks because it was in the 1800s.
Chat, who been said that? Who been said the Democrats should pay for reparations? Who been said that? Who taught the conservatives how to take a concept? Because people told me, they said, look, we want reparations. And people made arguments for reparations and against reparations. What I noticed was that the red whites and the black reds, the red blacks and the red whites, they always had an argument for why reparations didn't make sense. Me being an intellectual, I like to see both sides of the argument, and then I can draw a conclusion from there. So I'm looking at this situation, and I'm saying to myself, how could you create an argument that could bring the right wing on your side? Because they're the only ones saying no to reparations. Okay, the Democrats are saying reparations. Black people are saying reparations. But the red whites are saying no to reparations. I said, I bet you if I say the Democrats got to pay reparations, the red whites would be on board. And I remember I had a debate with one of these red blacks, and the chat was against me. And as soon as I said Democrats must pay, all of a sudden the chat switched up and was like, yeah, he's right. And I'm like, y'all are so fucking small brains. It's just fucking ridiculous. Because why did I have to think of that? Why didn't you think of that? Why didn't you say, instead of saying no, because it wasn't, the argument from red whites on reparations isn't, it's Democrats' fault. The argument was, you don't have any ancestors alive from slavery. We didn't enslave you. You know, we have nothing to do with that. You don't deserve it. Da 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 da. Right? You want Gibbs. You want hand-me-downs. So that was their thing. So if you're standing on principles, when somebody says Dems must pay, you're supposed to say, no, Dems don't got to pay. They don't deserve it. But instead, you switch up, which lets me know you didn't put no intellectual capacity into this. You were just triggered. And then when we look in the comments, you see the red whites like championing. They're celebrating. And I'm like, why didn't y'all think about this? Why didn't you say this? You could have been flipped this argument on its head a long time ago by saying, yeah, reparations for black people from the Democratic Party. Like, how did nobody in the whole Republican think tank ever think to say that? Finally, my message gets out. I said this years ago, by the way. And finally, somebody takes up my talking point and explains it very well.
Bloodbath, really? I'm going to say one word, reparations.
Who ends up paying for it? Let me ask you, just as a community.
I can tell you that. I feel that the Democratic Party should pay reparations to blacks because it was in the 1800s when the Republicans, which was known as abolitionists, separated from the Dixiecrats because they did not want to continue slavery. So after the abolitionists helped black people become Republicans and they changed their name, black people were able to own businesses. They was able to create the Black Wall Street, Rosewood. They were the most wealthiest communities in the United States. And so it was the Democratic Party who created the Ku Klux Klan, and the Klan were the ones who hated the blacks for creating Black Wall Street, and that's why they dropped the bomb on Black Wall Street. It was the Klan that did that. 2 years later, in 1923, it was the Klan that destroyed Rosewood. So if anybody owes black people money and reparation, it should be the Democratic Party, the Ku Klux Klan, which they originated from, that Democrats should be paying the money to blacks for all that they've done with slavery, the destruction of the black economic engines like Black Wall Street. I feel the Democratic Party should pay reparations to black people.
I know you hate your grocery bill just as much as I hate my grocery bill. I know.
Bam. I said this shit years ago. Let's go look. Dems must pay. Let's see. Okay. 2019. I support reparations. Here's an anomaly. I support reparations. Democrats were the party of slavery, KKK, blah, blah, blah. They owe a lot of people. Hashtag Dems must pay. 2019. What is that? June 22nd, 2019. Okay. Hotep Jesus, Dems must pay, 2021. Reparations then, Dems must pay. This is me and Scott Adams. And he's laughing. Now, Scott Adams is the king of persuasion, and he hadn't even thought of this. You know why? Because most people didn't want to think about it. Here's Strong Dad, 2019. HJ, they stole your shit and shit on it. Dems must pay. This is Rob Smith. Okay, this is Rob Smith taking my ideas and turning them into a griff. Here I am reporting to, responding to Moise Watkins. He says, the reason I can't be a Republican, even though you're right about family values, is that you refuse to consider the fact that black people deserve reparations. I said, I got a whole bunch of Republicans to support reparations. Hashtag Dems must pay. Okay. So I literally created the hashtag Dems must pay. Hold on, I'm trying. I want to find the earliest occurrence of it. Here's a old episode of Hotep's Been Told You. June 21st, 2019. Dems must pay. Right? Trying to find the earliest. Let's do Dems Must Pay from Hotep and see what the earliest occurrence was. Oh, here's the clip. Here's the clip from my debate. Elon, you got to fix your shit, bro.
The Democratic Party is that Democrats, but Democrats is Democrats because except Democrats, I guess, is so racial division. Democrats should pay the mass incarceration that started under Democratic president.
Oh, this is when Chad created a video because I had a debate against CJ Pearson. It was in regard to reparations. And I let him cook through the whole thing and then I destroyed him at the end with hashtag Dems must pay. And that's when I was telling you the whole crowd flipped. But he mentions, we counted, he mentions Democrats 33 times. Democrats. That's a thing that the Reds do. They just say Democrat over and over again, and it triggers people. So they believe, like, oh, this person must know what they're talking about because they're talking about Democrats bad. So they say it, he said it a total of 33 times during the debate. So my point is, you've created so much ammunition about how bad the Democrats are. Therefore, you couldn't come up with Dems must pay. You couldn't come up with that. After you sat there and made the argument. So we got June 19, 2019. I said, if I had a reparations movement, it would be Dems must pay. We still ain't got clean water in some of these black cities. Cali is a shithole. Dems must pay for the lack of competence and total disregard for black life. Dems must pay. Okay. And it finally came about. And I gave this to the right wing. I was like, yo, here's your argument. In 2019, I gave you your argument. Don't shoot down the concept of reparations. Put reparations on the doorstep of the people responsible for what was done to black people. It's that simple. You fucking kill two birds with one stone. You create black allies. And you destroy your opponent and you bankrupt the Democrats. The problem is identity politics. The right hates identity politics, but plays identity politics the most. I'm gonna say the most, but they still play. They say they hate it, but they play it. So. It's basically a war tactic. It's a strategic war tactic by the right where they'll say things like it's like the U.S., right? We're allowed to have nukes, but you're not. We're allowed to play identity politics, but you're not. We want the benefits of identity politics, but we don't want you gaining the benefits of identity politics. So we'll shoot it down. In the meantime, we'll practice it. This is how the red whites operate. It's fucking disgusting. It's unprincipled. And nobody points it out and sees it because, well, they're unprincipled. All right, let me cover this last story. Then we're going to open up phone lines. I thought this was hilarious. Hilarious. I'm just realizing, you know, how much Vivek has not read the room. I thought he was a little bit more astute than this. But Vivek landed on a landmine this weekend. Let's go to the screen. Vivek Ramaswamy says racism, quote unquote, didn't really exist in ancient Rome. Okay. Emperors were white. So let's first identify what his attempted grift was here on March 24th, 2024 at 1:31 p.m. What was the grift he was looking for here? And it's really the denunciation of racism, right? He wants to act like racism wasn't a thing, right? So this, he wants to basically say, he's basically trying to pander to the red whites. That's really what's happening. He's trying to pander to the red whites, but instead fucks up. He says emperors were white, black, Arab, didn't matter. The color of your skin was like the color of your eye. Citizenship is a distinction they drew. It wasn't just about what you got in return. It was just about your duty to your nation. Now, when I first read this and I saw him say emperors were white, black, and Arab, I said, oh, shit, they not going to like this. They not going to like this. And sure enough, they ripped him a new asshole. Laura Luma. Except racism did exist. I'm a supporter of yours, Vivek, but you're mistaken to say that racism didn't exist. Are you forgetting that the Colosseum was built by tens of thousands of Jewish slaves who were brought to Rome by Emperor Vespasian? Or are you trolling? You know, she's going to find a way to throw Jews into the victimhood. Now, here's somebody who says, did you ask Google Gemini to write this post? Fake history. Here's one of the gripers. You know Vivek is an infiltrator because he wants to erase whites from European histories. Who were the black and Arab emperors? Was them kings too and shit? You know the gripers don't like to hear this shit. Are you sure there were ever any black Roman empires? That sounds made up. And then Vivek underneath his post. So they was leaning into his ass, pause. And he says, Emperor Septimius Severus, born in Libya. Emperor Marcus Julius Philippus, born in Arabia, known as Philip the Arab. The fact that people think these things are so incredible as to be implausible reveals how our understanding of history has become unnecessarily racialized. The sad part is, this is one of my most favorite posts from Vivek. I like this post. It's just writing exact history. Basically saying, yo, they had black emperor. They had an Arab emperor. He didn't read the room well. He didn't expect to have his backlash. But it's facts of facts. Facts of facts, yo. So he says here at the last sentence, the fact that people think these things are so incredible as to be implausible reveals how our understanding of history has become unnecessarily racialized. No, that's not the issue. It's not that history has become racialized. It's the fact that red whites have been lied to. They've been fed a concept of white superiority. And it wasn't that they were fed a concept of white superiority blatantly. It was just the omission of contributions of other races to these civilizations. It's the omission. It's a lie by omission. That's how they teach history. A lie by omission. Let's tell them about all of this. But like Jonah said yesterday, the Book of Jasher is mentioned, but there's no Book of Jasher in the Bible. So it's a lie by omission. They don't want you to know certain things. And this lie by omission is to create a concept of white superiority so that as long as you feel you are better than another group, you will never come after the powers that be. You will be complacent with knowing that at least I'm better than the Negro. At least I am better than the Negro. I might be poor, but I'm not as poor as the Negro. So the Negro gets more money than him and he's upset and he has to burn down Black Wall Street. They didn't think it was possible. He was told that these people had a low IQ and they couldn't do this. Then they see it. Yeah, MoFax is somewhere right now cheesing. He'll be like, see? He's probably going to clip this. You're an expert on this. I am not. Those are interesting points. Thanks for sharing. My main point is that most people today are unaware that there were ever Arab or African-born Roman emperors. Facts that challenge modern narratives of identity. I'm a fan of reviving the importance of citizenship, and Rome provides some interesting leaning. Okay. I don't know who he's responding to because, well, it's restricted. Let's go to the phone lines. Text Hotep your name to 202-596-5631, and I'll be right back after this short, brief commercial break.